Good afternoon and God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Today I felt really inspired to reach out to you all and to let you know how much God really loves you, how much grace he has over our life. No matter the circumstance or the situation, we're all on, different, we're all on a different path. We all have a different direction. We all have a different purpose in life. But one thing for certain is we are all children of God. We're all here to serve God, and God loves us very much. And the more that we the more that we honor him and live by God, involving him in everything that we do, the more that he shows us favor, in every little circumstance, in every little situation. And sometimes it's the things that that we don't necessarily see or think of. Could be the the small things that in a carnal mind you'd think, oh God, you were lucky to come out of that unharmed. Well, none of it is actually luck, is all God. Everything is God. God is with us in every breath that we take. And putting our full trust into him, knowing that, he is with us. He has a great plan and purpose for our life. Even if you can't necessarily see that purpose right now, God is really, really opening your eyes, for you to come to that point where you know your purpose. And God is really great. God has us covered on everything. Doesn't mean obviously that we get to do whatever we want. I mean, of course we do. We all have the free will to be able to do whatever we want, but what it means is, sometimes as humans of flesh, we can make mistakes. God knows this and he truly understands this. That's why he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to complete all of these things, because he knew that it would be difficult for us. So God really has a heart for that. He really understands. I suppose is when you repeatedly do things, that's when, that's not really a great thing. But like we all do things. Sometimes my reaction to things, etc., when people are unkind to me or when people annoy me, sometimes I, if I don't actually sit and think, with my God brain, sometimes I can snap or say something I shouldn't say, but that's okay, because God understands that. And if I do something like that, then I just go to God and say, you know what, God, I'm sorry, I know I shouldn't have reacted like that. Help me to understand how to react in things, how you want me to react in things, how you would react in things. And that goes with, when other people are doing things also, and we don't understand them, we don't understand why they're doing it, or we think they shouldn't do it. And obviously we don't judge people. It's not for us to judge people. Like, God is the only judge. God is the only one who can judge. And also, it's not our our plan for our life is not to try and understand people, not to try and understand their decisions or their circumstance or their behavior or anything like that. Like, because actually, if a carnal person tries to understand, or so we obviously are living by the spirit. Now, living by the spirit and living by the carnal thinking is absolutely the opposite end of the scale, as you know. And if we ever sat there and tried to understand why someone chose to do what they did or what someone was thinking when they made that decision, or anything like that, we ever try to understand that, we are going to drive ourselves crazy. And God doesn't want that, because God is the one that is watching everything we do, listening to everything we say, seeing every reaction. And God doesn't sit there and just watch the bad stuff. He's not sat up there thinking, oh, here she goes again. She's up to it again. He watches everything. He watches the good and the bad. And he loves us for both of them. He loves us for our flaws, for our imperfections. He loves us mostly for our faith and our heart that we have for him. Because that is ultimately what God wants. God wants us to love him above anyone in this world. So that's what we do. We put God first. Sometimes that can feel difficult, if you've got family, if you've got kids, especially if they're young and they're quite demanding and they need lots of things and they need lots of attention and stuff like that. Sometimes that can feel, quite difficult, but actually, by putting God first, all of our needs are met. I know that by putting God first, all of my children's needs will be met. Anything that they ever desire, that they feel that that God feels that they need, anything that I ask, God, Lola's asked me to go. She wants to go back to dance. Now, the reason that we stopped dance last time was because, for one, I'd just had Grace. It was quite difficult. It was quite difficult getting her to and from dance with all the competitions and, not just that, but the money, the cost of it. The cost alone for dance is £60 a month. And at the time then, my partner wasn't working. I obviously just had a baby, so I was on maternity leave. Maternity pay is not necessarily that great. And although I honor God with my substance and I sow my seed and he multiplies my seed, when you're living with a carnal person, sometimes that seed can be stolen in other ways. Now, I know that this is not what God wants for me, and I know that this is also not because of God. I am fully awake to these things. I fully understand why these things happen. But just because my husband is like not a believer, well, I think he believes in God, but not in the way that I do. He has an opening within his heart for God, but He flips between things. He just has a lack of understanding. But what I'm trying to say is, because just because we are not on the same page with our faith, that doesn't mean to say that I'm going to abandon him or leave him, or like I love him very much, and I know also that God loves him very much, and God wants nothing more than for Mick to be the greatest believer, for Mick to be traveling around the world, sharing testimonies and speaking the great word of Jesus Christ. And one day that will happen. So yeah, my point was that I was trying to make out of that was that, like I was saying, when you live with a carnal person, sometimes God's blessings can be stolen from you. And obviously, like I said again, that's not what God wants. That's not his purpose. That's not his plan. So having great patience with this, I'm really learning stewardship because, the more we steward, the more we don't have to face the situations where we're stuck in a hole. And don't get me wrong, every time I'm stuck in a hole, God lifts me out. He throws a rope down and I climb back straight back out within seconds. And over the years, 4 years this year, I've been with God. And over those years, I've really learned patience. And sometimes I sit and I think, like, how in the hell with this going on am I not flapping? Like, old man Keely, or old woman Keely, should I say? She would have flapped like crazy, like I used to suffer a terrible panic attacks and stuff like that. And like I just feel so free. I feel so free. Like God has made me so free. And I am so grateful for that. Like I really love that he's made me feel that way. And just by, devoting myself to him, knowing that he's my father, he's my creator, he's the only one in my life that I need. I don't need anyone else. Just by knowing these things, like he makes my life so simple and so it's okay, so simple and so exciting. Like I'm really excited for what God is going to be bringing to me, for what God wants me to do, for me to find out truly what God really wants me to do. And sometimes it can feel like when you see other people that are like suffering or not enjoying life, like we know they can, that can feel very difficult. And just knowing that your prayer for them is so strong, like God answers our prayers. Obviously, God can be limited in what he can do if, depending on the person, if the person, like I said, if they're not living by God or they don't believe in God, or they're living very much of the opposition, doing things that they shouldn't do, even though God's not judging them for that. It does open a door for the adversary to work in their life. And again, we have compassion for that because they don't understand that. They really don't understand that. So we just pray for them. Pray for them and give them a soft, gentle encouragement every now and again. And I have to do that with quite a lot of people, because there's a lot of people like that I know, like my dad, He does not believe in God. I think actually one time when he came here, I think it was at Christmas, you know, and we were talking about Christmas and you know, about what it really means. Even though obviously we didn't believe that Jesus was actually born at Christmas, we still celebrate that as Jesus's birthday. So she'd mentioned, Lola had mentioned to him about Jesus, and he turned around and he said to her, "There's no such thing as Jesus, he's a myth." And you know what? She actually told him to get out, which I was quite shocked at, actually. She said, "How dare you say that? Get out of my house." He does have a great lack of understanding. He is one of those people that will just argue against you, very strongly opinionated. So I don't force that upon him. In fact, until now, I've never actually spoken about anything to do with God, with him. I think one time maybe before, when he, you know, was saying about something that someone had done, and I did quote the scripture to him, you know, when Jesus Christ said he without sin cast the first stone, because that's actually one of my favorite scriptures, because every single one of us have all committed sin at some point. Do you know what I mean? Like, even though Jesus Christ paid for our sins, what I'm trying to say is, you know, everyone at some point has most likely done something wrong. But actually, when he gave me a lift home last week, and I'd said to him, because I had to ring him really early in the morning to come and get me, and I'd said to him, like, "I'm really sorry to ring you at this time. Like, I really didn't want to ring you on a Sunday morning at 5:30." Knowing, you know, it's his only day off. And I said to him, you know, I tried to call Amber, and he said, "Oh, who's Amber?" And he said, is she the church basher one?" So that's what he said. And I said, "Well, no, she doesn't. Well, no, she doesn't go to church." But actually, and he said, "Well, why doesn't she go to church? If she, I thought she was the one that, like, you know, runs the fellowship where Lola goes and they talk about God and stuff." And I said, "Yeah, she is. But the thing is, Dad, like, with the church, you know, people that go to church, they actually go to church because the church to them is their idol. Like, they, you know, they worship the church. Like, but when they're going and worshiping the church, are they going and worshiping God? Or, you know, like, so I said, actually, a church is not about a building. A church is about who is in it. So you can have a church that, you know, we are a church. All of us, we are a church. We're a church family. Just because we don't go inside of a church building, it doesn't mean we're not a church. Like, we are the church. So that was the first time I'd actually mentioned anything within that to my dad, because, like I said, he's very, very opinionated. I mean, I just left it there, you know. I'm not going to start spouting off. Like, if he asks me things, if he has genuine curiosity over it, then I'll simply answer it for him. But sometimes that's what we have to do with people, because you have to remember, we can't save everyone. In an ideal world, yes, we would be able to save everyone, and, you know, we would all, every single one of us, would all be living in perfect peace, sat here waiting for Jesus to come and gather us up. But everyone has free will choice, and sometimes the things of the world can speak very loudly. You know, they can give you excitement, they can give you the thrill, they can get make you interested, you know, like material things, wanting things, taking out finance to buy things, you know, the buzz that you get from drinking alcohol or taking drugs, or you know, all of these things, like they all give you a temporary bit of happiness. But the thing is, with God, he's our permanent happiness, you know. And I can guarantee you go to God and say to God, God, I need a new car. My car is, you know, it's not big enough, or it's falling to bits, it needs a lot of work and whatever. Or even just, God, I desire a new car, and God will fulfill your desires with great patience. You know, he does, he answers all of our prayers. All of our prayers are answered. But another thing that I've learned as well, because I have someone that I know in my life, it's actually my brother's girlfriend, and she's, you know, she suffers quite a lot actually. Her mental health is not great. She worries an absolute awful lot over her appearance. You know, she's worried that her hair's getting thinner, blah blah blah. And I have encouraged her so many times, look, you need to go to God with this. Go to God, thank God, you know, thank God that your hair is thick. Thank God that your hair is glowing. It's thicker than a lion's mane. You know, healthier than it's ever been in your whole entire life. You know, that it's so long that it's down to your knees. But you have to do this and see it as done. You have to keep thanking him that it's already done, not that he's gonna do it. And with her, like, you know, so sometimes you do have to slightly back off. I've had to slightly back off because probably for 3 years now I've been really trying with her, and she just does not listen. She's so caught up in the worldly stuff. She's really under, you know, she's real under at the moment. So the only thing I can do for her is pray for her, because actually sometimes when it goes on and on and on, these things can start having an effect on you. They can start creeping in on you. They can start poisoning your mind without you noticing. And God definitely does not want that for us. So now I just pray for her. But the one thing that I've learned from that situation is, you know, because she'll say to me all the time, I wake up every morning and I look in the mirror and I'm crying and I'm saying, please God, just like do this, like make my hair better, stop my hair falling out. But see, you're begging, like you're begging God day on a daily basis with the unbelief that he's gonna do it. You know what I mean? So this is where people can go wrong. Because instead of praying, asking God, okay, God, my car needs fixing. I've spent a lot of money on it. I don't want to spend any more money on it, really. To be honest, I need a bigger car. I need 7 seats because there are six of us. So actually, God, I really desire a new car. And I know, God, that you will deliver me this car. It will be the perfect car, with the greatest mechanical health. Really blessed by you, and I know you'll bring this to me at the perfect time. And also, not only will you bring this to me, but you will supply the finance for me to get this. That's how it's done, you know, not sitting there, oh please God, my car wouldn't start this morning. Please God, just please stop this car from doing that. Stop this car from not starting all the time. I've had enough of it. Please God, please. God don't want us to beg him. He wants us to believe him. That's what he wants. He wants us to have the faith, childlike faith. That's what we need. So yeah, That is my what I wanted to share today. God is with you. God loves you. We're all with each other and we all love each other, as brothers and sisters in Christ. So keep strong. Keep strong. Don't we all have days where we might not feel great, where things might try and creep in on us, especially when we're busy and we're going about our day-to-day life. Sometimes, we can get distracted, but keep strong, people. Keep hot with your sharings, keep hot with your connections, because that's what we're all here for. We're all here to boost each other. I listened to a sharing yesterday from Van, and he shared on one of my sharings, and wow, like I was smiling from ear to ear, to listen and to really understand how much of an impact your sharing, your testimony has on somebody else. Like, I have never felt such a greater feeling than that. Like, that really blew me away. It was really awesome. So thank you for that. Because not only did I give him great encouragement, not only did he really benefit from my sharing, but I really benefited from him benefiting from my sharing. So these things are important, guys. Like, keep these things hot, but anyway, I hope you all have a great rest of the day. Sun's beautiful, the sun's shining, and God is with you. God loves you. Take care, guys.